Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. We just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Like the dark earth of his Iowa origins, today's guest has led a life that has served as fertile ground for his music. Oh, do we love to have this award-winning Iowa artist on our Java Blend stage. Please give a warm welcome back to Chad Elliott.
I bottled up my poetry upon the ring you gave to me. I got too tired of the same old song. Daddy River, come take me where we're going, I can't see. But once again, I fall into your fold. Cause the thirsty man will walk all the way to the sea. That cool dirty river's holy water for me. I can't sink and I can't swim. Catfish feeding's back again. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul. If you don't ask, I won't tell. I won't risk me catching hell just so you can bend me to your will. I would like to remind you of a man you once loved, tried and true, and all the holes he left I can't fill. Cause a diamond in the rough I am not. No, I'm more like that big old bottom feeder that you caught. I can't sink and I can't swim. Catfish feeding's back again. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul. Sink, but you can't make him take a drink if he don't want to help himself. No, it's kind of like that thirsty horse. You could lead him straight to the source, but if he's stubborn as a mule, it don't help. So don't work too hard when it's hot outside. That cool, dirty river's all you got sometimes. I can't sink and I can't swim. Catfish feeding's back again. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul. Oh, a diamond in the rough, I am not. No, I'm more like that big old bottom feeder that you caught. I can't sink and I can't swim. Catfish feeding's back again. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul.
All right. Thank you. So glad to have Chad Elliott on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City for this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Chad, so good to hear the energy coming out of you. And that with a catfish song.
Yeah.
You made me recall an article not too long ago, the largest catfish ever caught in the Mississippi. Want to guess what the poundage was on that?
A car.
it was like 240, 250 pounds,
what?
Something like that.
Really?
Wow. I don't know how you catch something that large.
That's insane.
Or I was tuned to a fake news website. That could have been it as well.
It's a lot of that.
Chad Elliott, welcome back. It's been too long since you've been on our stage. How you been?
Well, it's been very good.
You doing a lot of gigging as usual?
Yeah, back coast to coast and then Just moved down to southern Iowa in my grandparents' house, so we've been fixing the house between tours.
Really? How recent is this move?
Just this last summer here, so yeah.
Is it an undisclosed location, or can you be more precise about where it is?
It's in Lamoni, Iowa. Yeah, that's where my childhood was, and all my family's from southern Iowa.
So, how does that feel to be back there?
Really amazing. You know, I have little kids running around the same steps I grew up running around. So,
that sparks, I bet, some stories from Dad.
Yes, definitely.
This is what I used to do here.
Right? Yes, yeah.
Excellent. What do you got in store for us this hour, Chad?
Well, this is a song that's going to be on my next album that I'm recording in that same house. And this is called When Our Love Was New.
Okay. Chad Elliott on Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend.
Thank you. There is a tree at the end of the lane. It's cloaked in flowers in the spring rain. And I reserve that place for you, as it reminds me of when our love was new. It's a silent memory of me and you, when the birds sang hallelujah among the flowers beneath the blue. It reminds me of when our love was new. Watch the clouds build in the west when the tree was shrouding autumn's best. It will snow soon and paint white the hills, and our small rooms will grow smaller still. It's a silent memory of me and you, when the birds sang hallelujah among the flowers beneath the blue. It reminds me of when our love was new. There is a tree at the end of the lane. It's cloaked in flowers in the spring rain. I reserve that place for you, as it reminds me of when our love was new. Yes, it reminds me of when our love was new. Thank you so much. So this next song I wrote on a late night drive home, and it seems I do that a lot these days, and you get past that 3 a.m. mark, which is the hour of the dead, and this line came out of nowhere, and I had to pull over coming back from Chicago, and wrote this song. This is called Highway Symphony. I think it was in tune when it came to me, so I'm gonna make sure. There we go. I'm black and blue, my eyes are bloodshot red from all these years driving through the hour of the dead, with all these haunted songs just humming in my head. A thousand miles from home and my family in their bed. I can hear the semis on the road, for they're the symphony for souls with nowhere left to go. And I've woke up by this highway too many times to know the difference between being free and carrying this load. So won't you wind for me, set those 18-wheelers running wild and free. I need a road sign to read, no more to roam, no more to roam. So let the white lines lead me back home. My children, they're learning things from me that I probably would have kept from them if I could do it differently. But this highway doesn't suffer fools, and it'll break the best of any man who tries to bend the rules. So won't you wind for me, set those 18-wheelers running wild and free. I need a road sign to read, no more to roam, no more to roam. Just let the white lines lead me back home. And I'm still haunted by the music we were singing way back when we were young and restless. We called the road our friend, but I can sense its burden, and that's why I make the call to chase the moon's heartache tune and make that late night haul. So won't you wind for me, to set those 18-wheelers running wild and free. I need a road sign to read, no more to roam, no more to roam. Just let the white lines lead me back home. I'm black and blue, my eyes are bloodshot red from all these years of driving through the hour of the dead. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A little highway song for you. So I've been working on a book of poetry right now, and I've been doing a lot of songwriting as well. So this song's all about the writing process, and sometimes it's like trying to capture smoke within a mason jar or something. And so this is called Poet's Justice. When I learned the poet's justice, I was trying to explain the scent of burning branches in the rain. The smoke was sweet and lonesome, like love mixed with pain. It's learning to walk away without knowing who's to blame. I was blessed to have known you. Sometimes I hear your name, but most of my favorite paintings were never framed. There's a gunshot off in the distance that rang through the umber hills. Cold winter morning, once so still. Yeah, they were burning up the high grass just a mile south of the mill. The smoke was like a linen draped across my windowsill. And that's how all good songs begin and end, and I shall never reach my fill of the melancholy song of the whippoorwill. Twilight, and they never saw the sun. It was like the dark was just some foregone conclusion. Ain't it funny how some folks seem to be always on the run, just running around the world without caring for anyone, while others like us are blind by love, just craving more connection. As we all leave this world alone. So when I learned the poet's justice, I was trying to explain the scent of burning branches in the rain. Ain't it funny how some folks seem to be always on the run? Others like us are blind by love, just craving more connection. I suppose it's poetic justice. One could never quite explain the scent of burning branches in the rain. All right, thank you.
Now you can hear IPR Studio One 24 hours a day. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through the IPR smartphone app. Our new web stream includes your favorite Studio One shows like Backtracks, Java Blend, The Folk Tree, Studio One Tracks, and more, plus new shows like our Iowa Artist Showcase, Gas Money, and Rust on the Dial, a two-hour Americana spotlight. To see the complete web stream program schedule, visit iowapublicradio.org and select Studio One.
Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Chad Elliott sitting comfortably on a chair on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Taking a couple sips of coffee, or is it tea? I'm not sure.
Coffee.
Coffee, there you go. You're a coffee-powered powered artist, huh?
Yes, definitely.
moved back to your you moved to your grandparents' home in southern Iowa. Mm-hmm. Is the home studio built? Is it all done?
Yeah, it's pretty much done. We've been recording all winter here, and so yeah, we're finishing up an album.
So your new album is already recorded. What is left to do? I know you. Yeah. And when are you going to release it?
I'm editing things and just moving stuff around, adding a little bit here and there. I got a couple harmony vocals to throw in there for. Bring them a couple friends in, and so,
So can you say who else is on the album?
Yeah, I've got my friends Jim Van Dorn's a drummer, and then I got my buddy Tommy Lewis, who tours with me all over the country. He's a guitarist from Houston, Texas, but he went to school here in Iowa. And I've got Anna Kapaska singing harmonies, who I am in a duo with called the Pale Moons, and we've got Dave Hearn on keyboard, and I've got
quite a group.
Got a bunch of local guys, yeah.
Does the new album have a theme, or is it just how did you approach it?
Yeah, I approach it. I've got a lot of songs thematically that fit in this genre of I'm going back to my roots, and a lot of them about my grandparents, as well as just dealing with my own demons, I quit alcohol about a year and a half ago, and it's just been kind of this growing process of finding myself at 42 years old. But it's been a very good, just enriching time to sit in my grandfather's old dark room where he developed photos, and I felt like I was developing myself.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back to music. I want to tell those listening, find out more about Chad Elliott, his touring, and that new album coming out by going to chadelliott.net. Chadelliott.net. Did I get that right?
Yep, that's right.
With two L's and two T's, that Elliott.
Yes, correct.
What do we got for us next?
Well, this one's not going to be on that album, but hopefully in a future album. This is called Cadillac Problems, Buick Times. In Buick times. Yeah, those are Cadillac problems, but we're living in Buick times. Oh, and the rich get rich, and the poor end up on the floor. Well, your maid walks in and asks, what you fighting? There's a stain on the back of a dress so fine. Let's just say that it's not red wine. It's a Cadillac problem, but we're living in Buick times. Oh man, those are Cadillac problems, but we're living in Buick times. Ooh, Buick times. And all your days just didn't know about the Cadillac problems, 'cause we were in Buick times. Oh, the Buick times. Fasten your belt, folks. Looks like we're in for a ride. The deal they dealt was a big blow to your pride. But it doesn't matter which clock we wind, we all wind up in a box of pine. It's a Cadillac problem, 'cause we're in beauty. Buick times. Those are Cadillac problems, but we're living in Buick times. Buick times. Those are Cadillac problems. Those Cadillac problems. I don't see you driving around in a Cadillac, man. Don't go worrying about that. Those are Cadillac problems. Don't you know we're living in Buick times? Ooh, Buick times. Buick times. And before you know, it's time to go. All your days just didn't know about the Cadillac problems, cause we were in Buick times. Oh, the Buick times. Buick times. Those are Cadillac problems, but we're living in Buick times.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to play a little bit of an older song here. This is called Minnesota. Minnesota, where the stars are frozen bright, way up in Minnesota, where the stars are frozen bright, I sing myself a love song as my love can't hear. I know I could have loved her forever and a day. Yes, I know I could have loved her forever and a day. And she would have loved me in return if I hadn't lost my way. Something in the woods scared the daylights out of me. Is there something in the woods, mama, scared the daylights out of me? And I dropped my lantern when I ran away. Now I cannot see. But Lord, the wind, she's howling across the prairie land. Oh Lord, the wind, she's howling across the prairie land. I'm still searching for that ribbon that the wind had taken out of my hand. One another, each in our own dreams. Yes, we spoke to one another, each in our own dreams. But now I can't fall back to sleep. I'm wide awake, just wondering what it means. Way up in Minnesota, way up in Minnesota, I sing myself a love song.
I like to say that I wrote that with Bob Dylan, but he has no idea about it. So I'll play this one here. This is about my wedding dance. It's called Wedding Band, and we got married in a barn. We kind of got thrown for a loop the week of our wedding. My wife's mother just fell asleep and never woke up, so we spent the week preparing for a funeral, and then the next week our wedding, we were supposed to celebrate and mourn at the same time. And so I always felt like I have a song there, and I wrote a couple, but this one here is a new one. It's going on the next album. There was this moment in the dance that I held on to for 6 years and before I wrote the song, and she just had this huge smile on her face, and I thought, well, there we go, that's something I can write about. It's called Wedding Band. I said to you, love, looks like we're dancing. I took your hand then, pulled you to the floor. And when that wedding band played Otis Redding, man, I swear I never seen you smile like that before. And on, they played our favorite songs as if they were singing for only you and me. And I felt your laughter shake the dust in the rafters. Pray to the ever after, this is how it always would be. Flew by and by, we got older. The air grew colder, somehow we kept warm. Cause we kept dancing, see, it was nothing fancy. We burned the candles down into the morn. And when that sun came up, we filled our loving cups. We learned the dark night finds light eventually. And I felt your laughter shake the dust in the rafters. Pray to the ever after, this is how it always will be. Oh, oh, oh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Mm. So I said to you, love, it looks like we're dancing. I took your hand and pulled you to the floor. And when that wedding band played Otis Redding, man, I swear I never seen you smile like that before. And on, they played our favorite songs as if they were singing for only you and me. And I felt your laughter shake the dust in the rafters.
pray to the ever after. This is how it always should be. I said to you, love, looks like we're dancing. I took your hand then, pulled you to the floor. When that wedding band played Otis Redding, man, I swear I never seen you smile like that before. And on, they played all our favorite songs. As if they were singing for only you and me. And I felt your laughter shake the dust in the rafters. I pray to the ever after, this is how it always would be.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Well, let's do this one. It's called Mystery to Me. Been to the edge, I've lost it all. I've acted crazy talking to shadows on the wall. Been everywhere as far as the eye can see. Baby, you're still a mystery to me. I touched a touchstone, turned lead to gold. Walked a million miles in another man's shoes through the cold. Learned all I can from the high society. Darling, you're still a mystery to me. The way you move, the things you say, you're coming close to your heartbeat away. I'm an open book, easy to read, but you've got a secret that you keep. Just walk away if you're not sure. I can't sit and wait outside your door anymore. I need to know right now what's in store for you and me. But darling, you're still a mystery to me. Bought a diamond, gave you a ring. I brought flowers and all kinds of pretty things. I made a home for you, but you never gave me that key. Darling, ain't you some mystery? The way you move, things you say, you're coming close to your heartbeat away. I'm an open book, so easy to read. But you've got a secret that you keep. Just walk away if you're not sure. I can't sit and wait outside your door anymore. I need to know right now what's in store for you and me. But darling, you're still a mystery to me. Oh, I need to know right now what's in store for you and me. But darling, you're still a mystery to me. I need to know right now what's in store for you and me. Darling, you're still a mystery to me. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Artists like Neil Young, The Band, Emmylou Harris, Iris DeMent, and Bob Dylan have always been important to the sound of IPR Studio One. Rust on the Dial is a new two-hour Americana show spotlighting music influenced by blues, folk, bluegrass, and country. Hear Rust on the Dial on IPR's new 24-hour web stream weekdays at 5 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. This is where we record most of our shows Friday afternoons. With the good fortune of having Chad Elliott on our stage once again, and last time was out in 2015 after the release of Wreck and Ruin, I think.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And great to have you. I'm just always when I think of dates and years, I just think. Time, isn't it a weird thing?
Yeah.
It just
it slips right
zips by. We're already up to 2017, and you're about ready to put out another album. I wanted to ask, you are an artist in many different ways: a painter, sculptor, a children's book, children's book a few years ago. Where's the intersection? Do they talk to each other, those little medium, and do they inspire each other, or do they kind of stay in their separate corners?
Oh, they definitely blend. You know, they all kind of merge into one, and I never know if what I'm getting into, you know, during the day. I have a little journal filled with sketches with song lyrics, or I can't tell if sometimes they're poems and they're not songs, and they just blend together. And the one thing I'm missing out is I went to school for sculpture, and that's a separate thing for me. Entirely, you know, it takes a different kind of dedication, and
You sculpt using what?
Yeah, clay mostly.
Mostly
yeah.
clay.
Yeah, I've done bronze and stone and wood.
Where you grew up in Southern Iowa, is there some authentic clay you could actually sculpt something out of the clay in your neighborhood?
I've never done it out of Lamoni area, but I have out in the Raccoon River Valley. There was some good clay out there, and where I just moved from. And so, yeah, I've done a little bit of raccoon firing and things like that, and pit firing with kids. Actually, I did classes with that and camps and
excellent. So, yeah. Excellent. You mentioned just a moment ago something interesting when you were talking about. The song "Wedding Band," you said your wife got a smile on her face, and you said is that right?
Yeah.
And you said that's a moment I can write about.
Yes. Yeah.
So the songs that you write come to you all of a sudden. Is that what came to you? What did you know in that moment? Was it a lyric or was it a melody or what?
Yeah, it was a moment. I could easily, you know, say I know where songs and everything comes from, but as many, many people before me have figured out that there's no way of describing it. But the best songs I've ever written, they can't come in like flashes, and it's like lightning, you know, you're catching. And
what's in that flash, though? Is it a complete thing, or is it like, oh, that's a moment I want to describe, and I'm going to get my lyrical tools, my melodic tools out? And
I get a feeling, you know, yeah. it feels like this, you know, ground shaking kind of thing going, I got to get the melody, I got the lyrics, everything's pouring out right now. I've had bits and pieces of really great songs that came as just a turn of phrase or something like that. But the best ones, I feel like I need to be present for something, and I don't know what it's going to be, but and then a melody and a line, and it'll just kind of be chasing down this song, and it'll happen in 5-10 minutes,
and in that moment you've got to try to drop everything and do it.
Yeah. Otherwise it will go on to somewhere else,
to some other songwriter.
Yes, it'll bother Tom Waits or somebody. No.
Chad Elliott is with us. Check him out on the web at chadelliott.net. Enjoying a few more minutes of music, original music, both some of the older stuff and some of the newer stuff featured on a new album to come out in not too long. What do you got next for us, Chad?
Well, speaking of that kind of moment, this was one of those moments. This is it's called Half Moon, and it was at my grandfather's funeral, which, you know, I didn't know my grandfather very well, but I went and visited him. He was a farmer down in southern Iowa, and was at his funeral, we heard these great stories about him that I had no idea existed, and one of them was he was this little six-year-old crying at the porch door of his farmhouse, and he's looking up at the night sky, and my great-grandma, Sis, was trying to console him, trying to figure out what he was crying about. And he goes, "Look, Mom, someone cut the moon in half." And I thought, wow, my grandfather was a poet, and he was a farmer all his life, but he had poetry. So I just go, oh, and my son sitting next to me goes, "You're writing a song right now, aren't you?" So this one is going to be on the next album here. The album's called Ringgold because my family, my dad's side, all farmed Ringgold County, and I was born in Ringgold County, Iowa. So it's called Half Moon. By the burning sun, you were the golden one, but you flew too close to the sea. And as you went down, I swear the only sound I could hear was a song sung by me. It hung low in the sky, just a half moon, he cried. Look, someone cut half of it from me. Hearing that story, I recall feeling half of my song all my life sat silently. Beneath the night sky so dark, in the Iowa stars, a farm boy was filled up with grief. Yeah, he cried and he cried, as Grandma sis tried to wipe away his tears with her sleeve. Yeah, it hung low in the sky, just a half moon, he cried. Look, Mom, someone cut half of it, can't you see? Hearing that story, I recall feeling half my song all my life sat silently. So now I listen close to every bump in the night, just in case it has something to do with me. But it's a long, dark road, carrying the heavy load with no direction and no certainties. I was burnt to the ground, and that's when you found me, just stumbling around in the dark. I was looking for a fire, I'd grown weary and tired, and that's when you came in with your spark. Now it's bedtimes and little hands, I'm a father once again. There are three kids living under our roof. I had my doubts about love, but you were kind enough to show me the rest of the truth. So now I tell anyone, yes, I am my father's son, just the other half of that moon. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is off my Wreck and Ruin album. This is all about wanderlust. I've had a bad case of it all my life, and so I picked a profession where I can do it professionally. It's called Home Fire Blues.
I went down to the Delta just so I could save my soul. Made it over to the east side. I fought the fight at Jericho. Mama told me, son, you ought to quit your rambling. But I've been everywhere, Mama, where I should have been. So I went up the mountain, saw the ocean blue. I've been talking to your people, and I probably should have talked to you. I've been way up to the promised land, down through hell and back again. Oh, I've been everywhere where I should have been. Oh, they say the rambling man is like a rolling stone. They say the rambling man will never find a home. But I say that the home fires burn hot deep within. So I've been everywhere where I should have been. In an Arizona desert, I lost all decency. I was up in that Utah salt when I found my frequency. And the question begs the answer, what's around that next bend? So I've been everywhere, man, where I should have been. So I tramped around the forest, I forded that wild stream, blazed a path through the switchgrass just to find me another scene. I'm almost sad I cross these lips, but I know I never settle in. Cause I've been everywhere where I should have been. For they say the rambling man is like a rolling stone. They say the rambling man will never find a home. But I say that the home fires burn hot deep within. So I've been everywhere where I should have been. Oh, I've been everywhere but where I should have.
Thank you. Thank you.
Finishing up the hour with Chad Elliott on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. Chad switching out guitars here on the stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Find out more about Java Blend by going to iowapublicradio.org. You can look for Java Blend under the Studio One section and download this whole performance as a podcast. Chad Elliott, find out more about him at chadelliott.net. And any parting words before you launch into another song or
thank
two?
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for stopping by our little stage and updating us on what's going on. Yeah. We're glad you found a nice home there, embedded in your family history.
That's right.
All right. Let's all thank Chad Elliott one more time. Take us out, Chad.
Thank you. This next one's called Sirens and Swans. And I was thinking about inspiration as we talked about earlier, Ben, and sometimes I'm sitting on a porch with my wife, and this one came out, and I'd been on the road for a while, and trying to balance the life of a touring songwriter and a family is always a challenge, and so this song addresses that a little bit. And sometimes you feel like a madman, you know, you get these ideas and these songs, and sometimes it sounds like voices, and if I didn't have music or art, I think I'd go crazy. So this is all about that. Sirens and Swans.
I got roses in my garden. I got clover all over my lawn. I got mornings with my baby and hot coffee we can sip on. I got voices, they keep calling to me, yeah. They're calling out from the great beyond. Oh, can't you hear them? They're calling to me. Those are my sirens and swans. I got children, yeah, they're all around me. I got elbows and knees to crack a dawn. I hear their laughter on both sides of me. On the bed you and I were once sleeping on. Those are the voices, they keep calling to me. Calling out from the great beyond. Oh, can't you hear them? They're calling to me. Those are my sirens and swans. Nights behind the wheel, in the cool air just after the storm, I hear their voices, those aching whispers, help them remember me before I'm gone. Those are the voices, they keep calling to me, yeah. They're calling out from the great beyond. Oh, can't you hear them? They're calling to me. Those are my sirens and swans. Those are the voices that keep calling to me. Yeah, they're calling out from the great beyond.